This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case for loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I guess a Massachusetts elementary school has canceled Halloween events. I can't believe we're already coming into Halloween, especially since it's like 90 degrees outside where I live, but still. Getting ready for Halloween, very, very excited. I love Halloween, one of my favorite holidays. But Boyden Elementary School in Walpole, Massachusetts has canceled its Halloween costume parade. The principal sent a letter to parents this week saying that it had decided to cancel its traditional Halloween parade on October 31 because it was, quote, not inclusive of all students and was difficult for many. Without specifying which students the parade excluded, Principal Brendan Dearborn said the school would instead hold a black and orange spirit day. Children are allowed to dress in those colors, but cannot come to school in costume. They are, however, allowed to wear costumes for an after-hours Monster Mash Pasta Bash party on October 20th, which students can choose to attend or not. After the announcement on Wednesday, parents slammed the school. After the announcement said it was political correctness run amok, put a costume on, parade down the street, let them have their little time. Why do you have to turn it into something political? One told CBS Boston. Now, I guess Halloween is not celebrated by Jehovah's Witness, we're being told by Daily Mail. Some devout Christians who believe it worships the devil. Like I had said in the previous hour, all my Jewish friends and us, we've always celebrated Halloween. I guess Halloween is not in the Bible, but that doesn't necessarily mean we wouldn't celebrate. I mean, it's something we do here in the States. It's nothing, you know, pagan or anything that you can take a holiday and do what you want with it. And, you know, asking people for free candy and threatening if they don't give you a candy to do a trick, that's as American as it comes. I mean, I look at it as a fun American holiday. That's, you know, but anyway. Boyden Elementary School did not indicate in the announcement whether it had canceled the holiday for those groups specifically or if any parent or child had complained about its annual parade. Somebody must have complained. Somebody must have complained. It's just, you know, it might not have been anyone religious. Sometimes when these complaints are made, it's somebody that's not affected, per se, that's not insulted, but they think that they could change policy. And they're like, oh, we need to do this because we're going to insult these people. And then these people are like, but I'm fine with that. I'm fine with, this is how I feel with wishing somebody a Merry Christmas. Wish somebody a Merry Christmas. You don't have to change it to Happy Holidays. If you want to wish somebody a Merry Christmas, if you want to wish somebody a Happy Birthday, a Happy Easter, a Happy Hanukkah, a Happy Halloween, great. Don't be, though, changing Merry Christmas on my account or on Jews' account. Somebody must have said, oh, no, we need to do this to make it more inclusive. Yeah, Christmas is one of the most amazing holidays. It's so spiritual. It's beautiful. It's fun. You don't have to start changing any names sometimes it's just somebody who wants to be a do-gooder, change some policy, and then everybody starts to give the evil eye to the groups that could have been affected, and they're like, I've never even had an issue with it. Don't look at me. I'm not the one that did this. So apparently Mitchell Elementary School last month announced it was canceling its Halloween celebrations because the parents of children who do not celebrate it were keeping them home on October 31st. Now, I didn't realize there were so many. I didn't realize that. And again, I didn't realize that Jehovah's Witness doesn't. And if they are affected, but I apologize. I really revel in Halloween a little too much. I like to go trick or drinking, but that's another story for a different time. They say, in addition to being non-inclusive, Boyden school staff said the parade was out of routine and was very difficult for some students, but it would not explain how. One thing that I notice as a mom is the stress that does happen when the Halloween parade comes, okay? Because my kids want to show other kids up. So my son, in his grade school or middle school Halloween parade, he went as a pregnant cheerleader. And for us to find this pregnant cheerleader costume and get it in time and pay for it and make sure it got delivered in time for him to dress up as a pregnant cheerleader, I mean, it was ridiculous, okay? And I'm like, really? Is that what Halloween is about? Really? And so I can understand if somebody didn't have the money for a costume. My parents, they cut holes in a sheet, okay? We didn't buy $50, $60, costumes with a $150 mask. My mom cut two holes in a sheet. There, you're a ghost. Now go around Halloween, trick-or-treating. I mean, that's, so I can understand if there's a money issue where having a parade, is an issue. I can also understand if there's a lot of gore and scary-looking, disgusting costumes. And if you're doing the Halloween parade and little kids see the blood and the guts or the knife in the head or the headless... My son was headless horseman where he had no head. I mean, that was kind of, scary looking, And so I could understand those logistics. And, we didn't do a Halloween parade when we were growing up. We just had a Halloween party. And we didn't dress up in school. Come to think of it, we did not dress up in school. We did not bring our costumes to school. We had a Halloween party. So there were a lot of goodies, a lot of junk food. So we got to eat a lot of junk food. Is that what's going on? Is this whole issue with parades because they had to stop serving junk food and candy corn and stuff? So then they tried to do a festivity that didn't include sugar, and then now they have this political backlash? Is that what this is about? A Monster Mash pasta bash? Pasta? That has nothing to do with Halloween. Chocolate and Gobstoppers and those cheap 1 cent bubble gum that only has flavor for 2 seconds? That's what Halloween's about. So, I don't know. Honestly, let's go back to the way we used to do it in the 80s, okay? Paint our hair pink. Rock out to Michael Jackson and eat a bunch of candy. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
Let's take a look at some numbers. 4 out of 5 people who have a stroke, their first symptom is a stroke. 80% of all strokes and heart disease, preventable. And $149 is all it takes to get screened and help take control of your health. We're Lifeline Screening. And if you're over 50, call now to schedule an appointment for 5 painless screenings that go beyond regular checkups. We use ultrasound technology to literally look inside your arteries for plaque that builds up as you age and increases your risk for stroke and cardiovascular disease. And by getting them through this package, you're saving over 50%. For just $149, you'll receive 5 screenings that could reveal what your body isn't telling you. Lifeline Screening, the power of prevention. Call Lifeline Screening today at 888-815-LIFE to learn more. That's 888-815-LIFE, 888-815-5433.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so would you drink breast milk as an adult? Would you imbibe or ingest or take a pill of breast milk? Apparently, it's the next big craze, and it's coming from California. They say breast milk is recognized for having antibodies, right, to help boost a baby's immune system. Babies will feed off of mommy and will be able to have the antibodies enough to protect it against all from the bad pathogens until it could start, you know, making its own immune system. But now they're saying that adults could soon benefit from the protective effects through a new kind of a probiotic, prebiotic supplement. One Silicon Valley biotech startup has plans to isolate the sugars that make breast milk so we could turn them into a product that we could give to grown-ups. It comes after scientists discovered last year that it was possible to create the first formula milk with human bacteria. I'm going to pass on this one, okay? I guess the firm behind the idea, Sugar Logics, is based in Berkeley, California. And it believes that it could create an immune-boosting... This is interesting. An immune-boosting superfood supplement that may be the next big health craze. It's hoped that the sugars in mother's milk, not known to feed good bacteria in infants' intestines, could be used to treat a host of conditions in adults, which are increasingly linked to gut health, like diabetes and irritable bowel syndrome. Now, wait a second. I do have irritable bowel syndrome, so I might be willing to try this. The supplement could also potentially be used by mothers who struggle to breastfeed. But there is unequivocal evidence on the benefits of breast milk for babies. It just won't help adults. So, you know, basically, when you breastfeed, it's been linked to helping the baby have less tummy issues, eczema, type 2 diabetes, obesity, cardiovascular disease, and they think the secret lies in the complex sugars called human milk oligosaccharides. And previously thought to have no purpose because babies don't actually digest them, they thought that what these oligosaccharides did was it encouraged the growth of beneficial bacteria called the Bifidobacterium longum infantis. And if it helped colonize or helped spur that growth, it would keep bad bacteria at bay so that infants' normal microbiome could grow and flourish. The problem is not every woman can easily produce breast milk. Just a quarter of new mothers never attempt it. Many find it too painful or difficult. So naturally, these findings have caused a rush of companies hoping to synthesize and market, etc. So I don't know if that's something that how can it help adults? Well, according to Daily Mail, they say that these HMOs, not talking about insurance HMOs, but this type of bacteria, could kickstart a healthy gut in babies who are born with a pristine gut microbiome and could maybe work the same way as adults. See what we're really doing now in terms of our next big push medically, or the next big push that's getting all the media attention, is looking at our gut microbiome. We are eating differently than our cavemen predecessors and our forefathers and foremothers. And there's something we could be doing to the bacteria in our gut, whether it's being eating McDonald's, whether it's eating hot wings every Sunday for, you know, football, whether it's drinking too much alcohol, whether it's smoking, whether it's stress, whether it's the way we poop. You know, I'm just going to hold it in, wait till I get home from work, I'm going to hold it in, and now I'm going to poop. Well, that's not the way our bodies are designed. You got to poop and you got to poop. And so, we're thinking that maybe if we could allow the gut microbiome to be what it wants to be, maybe our weight will go down. Maybe we'll have less cancer. Maybe we'll have less heart disease. Maybe we'll have less stress. So it's interesting. And sometimes you have to go back to the basics. And by going back to the basics would mean going back to baby basics, so breast milk. So I think it's disgusting. I am going to pass on that. All right, Consumer Reports has their reliability study. Consumer Reports, they've been around for decades, and we listen to what they have to say, and they find that Toyota, Lexus, and Kia are the top brands when it comes to reliability. I remember Toyota in the 90s. Everybody loved their Toyota. I have a Lexus. And here's the thing. There was this big push to buy American. Now that a lot of Americans have jobs and there's a lot of factories, you know, the Toyota and Lexus and Kia in the States, in a way, there's not this push so much to buy American because wherever you buy, you're going to be helping the American economy anyway. But I just remember Toyota. I never bought a Toyota because, again, I wanted to buy American. But I just remember my friends with a Toyota truck. Damn, it did good. So my truck in medical school, it was an Isuzu. Well, because the Isuzu had a plant in America, so I thought I was helping America. Now, the three domestic brands that came out the worst were the Cadillac, the GMC, and the Ram truck. Really, Cadillac's undependable. Didn't Cadillac's come up with a new sexy shape, sporty looking car? I'm not really into Cadillacs. I'm really into Lamborghinis. Not that I'll ever get to own one, but boy, would I love Lamborghini. Ram got a big push with that Twister movie. Remember that tornado movie with Helen Hunt and Bill Paxton? You know, that Ram truck, you would look and you'd see that Ram truck and you'd be like, damn, if that truck could handle a tornado, you know, and take the Dorothy, you know, with it into the field, then wow, that's got to be a good truck. Apparently, the three domestic brands seem to be the worst. For the fifth straight year, Consumer Reports survey showed that Toyota brand ranked at the top 27 brands of predicted new car reliability. Some other Asia-based manufacturers like Acura and Mazda saw their consumer ratings tumble. All Honda models score on average or better reliability, along with European brands like Audi, BMW, and Mercedes-Benz. Volvo, near the bottom. Wasn't Volvo one of the safest cars? All right, so that was hurt. In terms of Detroit-based automakers, according to USA Today, Ford and Fiat Chrysler improved their performance. General Motors slipped. GM's Buick was the only U.S. brand to have made the top 10. Didn't they restructure their Buick? Didn't they try to do this big, you know, launch, you know, not your mother's Buick or not your... Yeah, so Buick is trying to make a comeback because everybody thought Buick was an old car, you know, and not very hip, and it looks like the Buick is kind of making a nice comeback. But in terms of reliability, look, well, good. The new Chevrolet Bolt electric car was Chevy's most reliable model. Scored above average, but still ended up being Chevy's most reliable. Fiat Chrysler improved in the study. Okay, so what do I have now? I have a Lexus. We also have Jeep. I don't see where Jeep is on here. I'd like to see where Jeep is. So the Chrysler Pacifica minivan had transmission issues. The only Dodge model that did not rate below average was the Grand Caravan. Improvements in the Ram 1500 pickup truck. Oh, I really like that Ford Raptor. Have you guys seen the Ford Raptor? It's pretty sexy. It's a truck that, especially the black one, it is just so sexy. I like that. So GM was saved by Buick. Let me see, what about luxury? The Buick LaCrosse full-size luxury car debuted with a well below average. The Volt plug-in hybrid remains below average. I want to know, how long do you guys keep your cars? Do you guys keep your cars for 20, 30 years, or are you guys going through your cars every few years? I'm seeing that all the time. I'm seeing people in a new car every few years. I think it's because we all lease. I don't really know economically how smart leasing is. I don't think it's smart, though, either to buy a car and have it depreciate the second you drive it off the lot. So I think a lot of people are like, look, I'll just lease. Then I could just drop off the keys and get a new car, and I'll just pay monthly payments for my car. Yeah, I mean, you used to own a car. It was a commodity. It was equity. You could sell it. You could rebuild it. See, I would want to own, well, we own our Jeeps. We own our Jeeps, but I think we're, no, you know what? I own my Lexus. I bought my Lexus used. I think it only had 10,000 miles when I bought it. So I was able to buy a Lexus with only 10,000 miles at a used car price. And it's been doing good. I still don't get how to work the radio right. There's something wrong with the radio and with the Bluetooth. But overall, it's pretty nice. It's interesting because the guy that owned the car before, his name is in the car. When you hook your Bluetooth up, his phone is there, so I know who he is. And you can even see where he drove last, where he plugged in navigation. That's kind of scary, so be careful. If you're going to have a car that you're not really going to keep for life, be careful putting any of your personal information there, because that could be an issue. All right, well, hopefully your cars are reliable and safe. All right, guys, don't go away. Zodiac and your sex life, is there a connection? One researcher says yes. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
ProPure water filters, most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's P-R-O-P-U-R.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 6540 1-800-972-6540.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTORDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Remember, your life, your health comes first. Don't wait for an insurance company to tell you if they're going to do a screening test for you or, on you or not, if they're going to cover it or not. You need to be proactive. There's this case right now where a little baby who I believe is fighting brain cancer, the insurance company sent a coverage denial letter. We have a little nine-month-old of a retired NYPD officer allegedly received a letter from the family's insurance company saying that the clinical trial he was enrolled in to treat an aggressive brain cancer was not medically necessary, so not provided. He was diagnosed with a pterygoid rhabdoid tumor, very rare, has already undergone two major surgeries at Stony Brook University Hospital in New York to remove the tumor. And I guess the tumor has returned. Cancer has spread to his spine. And St. Jude provides free care to patients. But, you know, this type of, this new type of treatment is something that it would have been nice if insurance could cover. And the principal investigator had requested medications, including methotrexate, cisplatin, cyclophosphamide, etc. And then it was going to be in combination with an investigational medication called alisertib. And the combination of medications is not standard of care for this type of cancer, they said. It's considered experimental and investigational. And as evidence-based guidelines do not exist to confirm its effectiveness, as in this article, they said, therefore, the request for clinical trial treatment at St. Jude's Hospital is not medically necessary and is declined. So a GoFundMe page has been set up for little baby Connor. It's called Help Baby Connor Richardson. They've already met $19,000 to meet their goal, but it's a little 8-9-month-old that has this aggressive teratoid rhabdoid tumor, and anything you can do to help. But, this is the thing. I hate how our lives are basically based on an insurance company, and I get that. You know, medicines are expensive, and when you ask somebody else to pay for your health care, there's going to be a fight. I suggest, again, for those of you that are concerned about your stroke risk, your atrial fibrillation risk, osteoporosis risk, aneurysm, aortic aneurysm risk, your testosterone levels, etc., call Lifeline Screening at 888-815-LIFE, 888-815-LIFE. Call. They have inexpensive packages, easy to do. They give you results that you can take to your doctor. Don't wait for an insurance company to say, no, I'm not going to let you screen or I'm not going to cover something. Do it yourself. Packages start at like $149. 1-888-815-LIFE. All right, let's switch gears and talk about our sex life. All right. There's an astrologer, Eliza Kelly Farrager. She's with, I guess, Allure Magazine. And she has written a guide to each sign's attitude to sex, from turn-ons to favored positions. All right? So I guess, depending on your horoscope, not your horoscope, depending on your astrological zodiac sign, you will be a certain way in bed. So a Taurus. Now, Tauruses are April 20th to May 20th. They like bubble baths, silk sheets, and massages. As a Taurus, you're in touch with all the senses. She says you're aroused by sound, sight, taste, smell, and touch. The missionary position, with lots of eye contact, they say is your favorite position, while the neck and the throat is your most sensitive erogenous zone. Okay, now here comes to me, Gemini. I'm a Gemini because my birthday is June 16th. So here we go. If you're Gemini, you're May 2nd to June 20th. And they say being ruled by planet of communication Mercury means seductive talk is the way to a Gemini's heart. Maybe. And they enjoy the conversation continued during lovemaking. I guess I like somebody talking. I guess. I don't know. As an energetic, you appreciate switching positions throughout sex. I don't know about that. I just want to, be on my back and go to sleep. You may even find Geminis the most likely sign to suggest a threesome. Oh, no, no, no. They love to explore things in multiples. No, that's not. Okay, she got Gemini wrong. Although I do like the seductive talk stuff. That makes sense. Okay, but then who doesn't? Are you kidding me? Cancer. Cancer on June 21 to July 22nd. Casual sex is not liked by Cancer. Cancer wants to feel safe. They want to feel secure in a relationship before revealing their true self. They like to engender intimacy with physical closeness, and as the sign ruled by the hands, intertwining fingers and cuddling. So Cancers like to metastasize and embed themselves into the tissues. Hence, they will intertwine fingers, etc. However, once you've come out of the proverbial shell, Cancerians are deeply sensual, favor wraparound positions where they can maintain eye contact and show off their intricate moves. Now, I have never dated a Cancer. My brother is a Cancer, and I don't even want to think about any of this with him. But he was never a big casual sex person either, so that's interesting. Leos are July 22nd to August 22nd. All right, Leos, the king of the jungle, likes to be the ruler of the bedroom. They get turned on by feeling important and desired. In return, you'll be treated to big romantic gestures, elaborate dates, grand declarations of love. If you're a Leo, you're likely to enjoy seated positions in chairs that allow you to put on a theatrical display. Huh. Virgo. Now, Virgos are August 22nd to September 22nd. Virgos act all innocent because they're supposed to be virgins or whatever, but they're not. They say your attitude may be a little adolescent, but that means you have a teenager's fixation with sex and is often on your mind 24/7. Okay, now wait a second. Most people have sex on their minds. You can't just say, yeah, you know. But anyway, so Virgos are also ruled by planet of communication Mercury. They like witty banter, elevated conversation, love letter, maybe, maybe not. Okay, Libras. Libras are September 22nd to October 23rd. They say you will never find yourself unappreciated in the bedroom with a Libra because they love to worship their partner in both body and mind. Traditional at heart, they like to be discreet. They prefer to keep intimacy within the bedroom as opposed to being all over the place, right? Backseat of a car. They say a Libra lover is very given, but it's not all one-sided. You will be expected to return all the favors that you get. All right, I don't see where the science is behind this, but that's okay. Scorpio. Scorpio, October 23rd to November 22nd. It's a sign most closely associated with sex, and you're known for your insatiable appetites and love of a sophisticated seduction. As a fearless person, you're not shy about experimenting with kinkier practices such as bondage, domination, and submission. Those are Scorpios. For anyone with a Scorpio lover, this intense focus on sex means your partner will be aiming for satisfaction on every level. All right. Sagittarius. You like adventure, exploration. You want to discover new things. Having sex outdoors in public is something that Sagittarius may like. I don't understand because November 22nd to December 21st, kind of cold this time of year, but that's all right. Capricorns. Capricorn lover may be distant, unattached. They're the December 21st to January 20th. But I guess they say when it comes to matters of the heart, it's a slow burner. Capricorns like to approach things slowly. They say you should be prepared for a wild time once a Capricorn feels ready to take things to the next level. Aquarius. This is the dawning of the age of Aquarius. Aquariuses may become detached when it comes to love. They're more likely to be dreaming with their heads in the clouds. But you can enjoy a satisfying sex life. You got to rip through the rule book, whatever that means. And Aquarius is ruled by Uranus, the planet of technology. And so they like sex gadgets. Pisces, I don't understand. Pisces, casual sex is a no-no because Pisces think of it as a spiritual act signifying the coming together of two souls. So feet, massages, they also like. They like tantric sex. I don't know what tantric sex is, and I don't think I'm interested. My husband's a Pisces. He could have tantric sex with, I don't know, somebody else. That's fine. All right, so there we go. I don't know if that sheds any light on what we like. All right, 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temp from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code RADIO30 after 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
Have you ever
wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Just a few things we need to talk about. Remember Bozo the Clown? Bozo, remember, I think it was in the 70s or 80s. Bozo the Clown was huge. And for 25 years, he entertained children in Arkansas. Had one of the most popular TV shows of all time. Gary Weir, better known as Bozo the Clown, has passed. He died after fighting a long illness. He was only 75 years old. Apparently, at one time, Bozo's Big Top was so popular that there was a 5-year waiting list to get kids on the show. He was a native of Russellville. He began as a DJ and after 2 years on local TV, took over the Bozo Show in the mid-60s. He did die in his home last night. He was only 75, and it was Bozo the Clown. Just crazy. I always wondered what happened to Bozo the Clown. The fires. Let me give you an update here of what's going on with the fires. I apologize. We're having some breaking news come in. Dozens of homes have been destroyed in the 20-acre Santa Rosa fire. It's one of multiple fires burning right now in Northern California. They say here it's been dubbed the Tubbs Fire and is one of at least 5 large brush fires burning in the region. It's ignited structures and forced residents to evacuate in Napa, Sonoma, Mendocino counties. Some smaller fires are also burning in the region. Governor Jerry Brown has declared a state of emergency for Napa, Sonoma, and Yuba counties due to several brush fires burning in those regions. The fires are believed to have begun late Sunday night near Highway 128 in Napa County and progressed towards Santa Rosa city limits. All public schools in Santa Rosa and Calistoga have been closed. Evacuation of Kaiser Permanente occurred and another Sutter Hospital also placed under evacuation orders. They say the 4,500-acre blaze in Mendocino County triggered closure of multiple roads along the 101. As you know, the 101 freeway goes all the way up from... It actually starts after the 130. I take Pasadena, and then you go through Burbank, and then it turns into the 101. But then the 101 is also the Hollywood Freeway, so it goes all the way down. I apologize. I have to it's been a while since I lived in L.A., but you would take the 101 to go up through Hollywood. And all right, anyway. But the blaze has crossed the 101 freeway up north of Santa Rosa, igniting structures west of the freeway. And then we have another fire called the Dubbed Potter Fire, or Dubbed the Potter Fire, has burned so far 1,500 acres. So we have mass evacuations. We have windy, dry conditions. We're in October. I mean, we should be getting some rain soon. You would think the fall would provide some relief, but unfortunately, dried out landscapes from the summer could be an issue. And, you know, remember, we had a very wet winter and spring earlier this year. So that could also be a reason for the shift in the wildfires. Usually we see the wildfires during the summer, end of the summer. And so unfortunately here we are in fall and it's still, you know, it's about 70 degrees out there still warm, dry. They say the wind is gusting up to about 50 miles an hour. Here in Las Vegas where I live, we definitely had some very, very high winds coming in. And so, we're watching that closely. From what we're hearing, people are saying it's Armageddon. As residents appear to be running as flames approach in the early morning. According to Santa Rosa resident Ron Dodds, people are running red lights. There's chaos ensuing. It's a scary time. It looks like Armageddon. And they see the area of Fountain Grove appeared to be particularly hard hit. Photos showing numerous homes on fire. Officials say homes were also lost in the community Kenwood and a mobile home park off the 101. So evacuation centers have been set up. We could see smoke from the fires drifting into the Bay Area, San Francisco, San Jose. So far, thank God, no deaths have been reported in Napa County, but people have been treated at local hospitals. So with something like this, we're looking at a variety of issues. Number one, the smoke inhalation, of people in the local vicinity. Two, you have the injuries that could happen with car accidents, people fleeing, unfortunately in the chaos getting hurt. Then you have people who have to flee that don't take their medications or forget
things, and they could unfortunately be putting themselves at medical risk. Then with the fire and the smoke that's going to now be covering miles and miles and miles, you have people that have COPD, asthma, lung diseases that are going to be having issues, which is going to be definitely stressing the hospitals. And now all those people that were donating blood and keeping blood banks full, they're donating blood is one of the last things on their mind right now as they have to evacuate and be displaced. So for those of you that want to help, please donate to the Red Cross, Salvation Army. There's multiple charities that are going to be helping them. We'll find out who. And then, of course, if you could donate blood, we could then help ship blood to the California area. So, again, it's an ongoing fight. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Okay, we're going to be talking about this a little bit more today. But FBI profilers are saying that the Las Vegas shooter, Stephen Paddock, likely had severe mental illness that was probably undiagnosed. This is according to sources close to the police investigation. Now, you and I are going, well, duh. I mean, look at him. Look what this guy did. I mean, this is pure evil. People are calling him Satan. I mean, this is just pure evil what he did. Yeah, this guy had a couple screws loose, definitely. But severe mental illness, how was that undiagnosed? Now, FBI profilers have interviewed hundreds of people in the past week, and in building up a picture of the high-stakes gambler, found that he had problems connecting with people. They also found he was aloof and found it hard to establish and hold down meaningful relationships. Now, some of you may be like, okay, well, that could be somebody with autism. That could be somebody with bipolar. That could be somebody with schizophrenia. That could be somebody with antisocial, you know, personality. The thing is there's a lot of different diagnoses, all right, that could come into play with this. We don't jump the gun, all right? Relax a little bit. You know, that is a sign, but you have a lot of people out there that have trouble holding down meaningful relationships. Alright, you got people there that like, you know, there's people out there that really like to have sex, and they will, you know, not want to be, you know, just with one person. They may want to have multiple partners. Okay, that doesn't necessarily mean they're going to turn around and become a shooter. So we have to be very, very careful when we extrapolate this profile, we tease it out of this one report, and then we talk about it on air, and people are like, oh man, well, you know, my brother Bob, you know, he can never keep a wife. That doesn't mean he's a psychopath, doesn't mean he's evil or Satan, okay? They say a search of Paddock's room of the 32nd floor of the Mandalay Bay Hotel turned a Valium tablet. Now, the drug is used to treat a number of mental illnesses from anxiety to panic attacks. Valium is used to treat a variety of things. We even use it as a muscle relaxant. Many, and I'm not saying he was on it for muscle relaxant. You know, he was probably on Valium because he suffered from some sort of anxiety, maybe manic episodes, maybe anxiety, or insomnia, inability to sleep. So using Valium doesn't necessarily mean he has a severe illness. Do we use Valium for people with severe illness? Absolutely. Severe mental illness, absolutely. But the one thing that's happening more and more that I see in Las Vegas is rather than somebody getting, you know, Lortab and Soma when they get to a car accident or have low back pain, they're given another sort of pain medication and Valium. And that's supposed to help relax the muscles.
Join me, George Norrie, in Joshua Tree, California, May 19th through the 22nd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature panels, lectures, films, workshops, and field work with leading experts, including me, Dr. Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Corey Good, Graham Hancock, Linda Moulton Howe, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and many, many more are the biggest names in ufology. Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Last year, hundreds saw several real craft up there, as we reported on Coast to Coast. Tickets to Contact in the Desert are available at contactinthedesert.com. That's contactinthedesert.com, or by calling 323-721-1743. That's 323-721-1743.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.